Thank you, Dennis and Don. Appreciate the music this morning. We will have choir practice tonight, right after church, so keep that in mind. John chapter 15 and the wonderful Word of God today, the Gospel according to John. Usually on Sunday morning, we have been traveling through the Gospel according to Luke. On Sunday evenings, the book of Revelation, and on Wednesday evening, the book of James. I feel pretty safe when I just teach through the Bible that way, verse by verse. This morning we're going to take a break from that. And I'd like to bring a topical message, If Jesus Had Not Come. From the Gospel of John chapter 15, verse 18. John 15, verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And then our text. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin. The Lord Jesus Christ had taken his disciples into an upper room. This is the night that he will be betrayed. This is the day before the crucifixion. And in John 13, 14, and 15, and 16. The Lord Jesus Christ gives them some wonderful teachings. A few years ago, just two or three years ago, we went through those chapters verse by verse. But I draw your attention to something Jesus brought up in verse 22. If I had not come, and I stop there because that is really what we're going to think about today. Jesus is going to tell us in this verse, if he had not come and said certain things, then things would be totally different. That his coming dramatically changed some things. He is reminding his listeners that things are going to be different since he has come. Number one today, the conception and birth of Jesus Christ was the coming of the Son of God into this world. It was the coming of one from heaven. He did come. Look in John chapter 6 and verse 38. John chapter 6 and verse 38, where Jesus says, I came down from heaven, John 6, 38 says, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Certainly nobody else in the world could make this claim. I came down from heaven. I'm from heaven. I'm not from here, Jesus says. I came down from heaven. In John chapter 3 and verse 13, Jesus said, no man has ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And this coming from heaven was a coming from God the Father. It was the Father that sent Jesus. Look in John chapter 8, if you would. The 8th chapter of John. John 8, verse 42. John 8, verse 42. Jesus said unto them, in John 8, 42, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So Jesus says, I came from heaven, I came from God. God sent me. Skip over to John chapter 16, if you would. The 16th chapter of John, and verse 28. John 16, verse 28. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. So Jesus says, I used to be in heaven, with God the Father. I left heaven. I am sent by God the Father to this world. In John 6:38, he said he didn't come to do his own will, but the will of the Father that sent him. And that will of the Father, doing the Father's will, would lead him to the cross. And he, the Bible says, was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And there on that cross, he would die for our sins, that we might have redemption. His first coming was like light. We're looking at verses in John. I'm trying to keep them all in John so it's easy to find them. John 3. John chapter 3. Verse 19. His first coming was like light. Light. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Jesus would later say, I'm come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. John 12:46. But here in John chapter 3, Jesus says, my coming is like light. The problem is that most people would rather hold on to the darkness. One of the reasons that many people do not get saved and become Christians is because they love their sin too much. And when he who was light came into the world, they wanted to hold on to their darkness. And they crucified the one who was the light. Look in John chapter 6, if you would, with me. John chapter 6. His coming was not only like light, his coming was like bread. John chapter 6 and verse 51. John 6:51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give him is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. When you eat bread, you assimilate it into your life. It becomes part of you. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, he comes into our life through his Holy Spirit. We bring him in. It's like bread. And he's the bread from heaven, like the manna was in the Old Testament. He came down, Jesus, from heaven. Look in John chapter 18. We're just looking at some of the reasons that Christ came and what his coming was like, and then we're going to see what it would be like if he had not come. John 18:37. Jesus is before Pontius Pilate. Pilate is asking him a question. John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, in verse 37, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone in the truth heareth my voice. Jesus says, this is the very purpose of my coming, to bear witness of the truth. Just tell people what the truth is. A lot of folks don't want to hear the truth. And they had him crucified, but he came to bear witness of the truth. Look in John chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 47. John 12, 47. John 12, 47. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The reason Jesus Christ did not come to judge the world is because the world is already judged and condemned. The world is already under the curse, under the fall, and all of sin. And we needed a Savior. And he who was in heaven was sent by God the Father to come to this world, to be born, that baby, to live a perfect life and then die for our sins, to be buried and rise again. Jesus says, I came to save the world. One more passage in John, if you look in the first chapter of John, John chapter 1 and verse 11. John 1:11. John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. Notice that he came. He came unto his own. He did come. He came first to the Jewish people. In his physical body, he was a Jew. And his own received him not. Primarily, the majority of the nation refused him, rejected him. But whoever receives him as their personal Lord and Savior is a child of God. Salvation is not in a denomination or religious activity or even trying to be good. Salvation is in the person and work of Jesus Christ by receiving him as our Savior and Lord. So he left heaven. He was sent by the Father. He was born in Bethlehem. His coming was like light in the darkness, like manna, like bread from heaven. He came to speak the truth and to save us. And we can either receive him or reject him. And if we receive him, then we are the children of God. Our destiny is heaven. If we reject him, we're the children of Satan still. And our destiny is still hell. But Jesus brought up something interesting there and what he was talking about to his disciples. He said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, if I had not come. So I'd like for us this morning to contemplate that. Suppose 20 centuries ago, Jesus had not been born. No Virgin Mary. No Christ child. The announcement to the angels that a Savior has been born is gone. The manger scene erased. No life, no death, no resurrection of Jesus Christ. Just suppose, as he mentioned the possibility, if I had not come. Suppose Jesus had not come. How would that affect the world? Well, the first thing that would happen, one of the things that would happen is this calendar I hold in my hand, which is this year's calendar. I could have held next year's, but I didn't want to ruin next year's. Is we got to get rid of this date right here. Because that's no good. Because see, that's based upon the birth of Jesus. And that's got to go. All the dates. And it doesn't only disappear out of your calendar. It's got to disappear out of all the books in the library where it says when that book was written or copyrighted. Books written not only by Christians, but by atheists and skeptics and agnostics and communists. The dates are all wrong. Because if Jesus had not been born, it has to go. It's got to go off all your checks, too. Those are going to have to be redone. And all your birth dates are wrong. If Jesus had not been born, you see. Not only that, when I open up the calendar, I notice there are 7 days in a week. Now that won't work. Because the 7-day week comes from Genesis, which Jesus believed in and taught. And has been promoted around the world by Christians during these 2,000 years. So somehow we're going to have to get rid of this 7-day week. Now some of you, like Josh here, works at the bank, he gets Sunday off. That won't work. Because if Jesus had never been born, Sunday would be like any other day. It was the Christians who gave to the world Sunday as a day to not go to work, but instead to spend in the place of worship in honor of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here in January, I noticed Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now that won't work. Because Martin Luther King, even though some did not agree with some of his politics and policies, was a Baptist preacher. So we've got to get rid of Martin Luther King Day. That's not going to work. Well, what do we got here? We got President's Day in February. President's Day is in honor of George Washington, George Washington was a believer in Jesus Christ, he would have been a totally different person had that not happened. It's also an honor of Abraham Lincoln. In his later years, Abraham Lincoln became a Christian, trusted Christ as his Savior, was planning on following the Lord in baptism when he was assassinated. Now, I don't think there would be a George Washington or Abraham Lincoln as we know them without Christ. So we got to get rid of that day. Let me just check that right there. And then I turn over here, and here is a march. What's this St. Patrick's Day doing in here? Well, Patrick, he was a missionary, a Christian missionary to Ireland. Now, his day has kind of been taken over and used around the world as a drunken party, but it was originally for Christians. Now, we got to get rid of St. Patrick's Day. That won't work. We're not going to have much of a calendar left here if we keep doing this. Okay, let's turn a page here. Now, I come to April. What's this? Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. You're going to have to really work April over. This is not going to work if he had not been born. April's pretty much got to be redone too. And then I'm going to skip clear over here to October. And in October, we find Columbus Day. Now, Columbus said that he had the idea of sailing around the world from Christ. Then he named the first island he discovered San Salvador after the Blessed Savior. He wrote back to the Queen that he was so glad that now these people who had never heard the gospel could now hear the gospel of Christ. So we're going to have to check Columbus Day. That won't work. I come over here in November, and there's Thanksgiving Day. And this reminds us of that day when the pilgrims set aside a day of thanksgiving, not to the Indians. The Indians were invited, but it was a day of thanksgiving unto God through his Son, Jesus Christ. These were believers in the Lord Jesus. So we've got to get rid of Thanksgiving Day. That's not going to work. And then here's December. And well, Christmas Eve's got to go, and Christmas Day. Because that's about, isn't it? The word Christmas means Christ sent. So we got to get rid of Christmas. You say, well, maybe there'd still be Santa Claus. Well, Santa Claus can be traced back to Saint Nick, who was a real person. And so that would go too, by the way. In fact, you couldn't really have holidays because they're named after holy days, which were Christian holy days. If Jesus had not come, the year wouldn't work. Most of the months wouldn't work. The days wouldn't be the way they were. Most of the major celebrations that we have would all be gone. And a lot of people that want rid of Christ out of society would be mighty disappointed, wouldn't they? When all of those things were gone and their sails went pew. Now, if Jesus had not come, America history would be so different. And I'm sure some of you could do a better job than I can on this. But I don't think there had ever been a Christopher Columbus. The Mayflower. No, that wouldn't have happened because those were pilgrims who were leaving one land where they were persecuted for their faith to come to America where they could freely worship the Savior. In fact, American education would suffer because if Jesus had not come, there would be no Princeton because it was started as a Christian college. There would be no Yale because it was started as a Christian college. There would be no Purdue because it was started as a Christian college. There would be no Harvard because it was started as a Christian college. In fact, the original purpose of Harvard and all these have left their foundation But the original purpose of Harvard was, and I quote, "Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the main end of his life and studies, to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life." John 17:3. Of the 123 colleges in colonial America, 122 were Christian. 99% of the colleges in colonial America would be non-existent if Jesus Christ had not been born. The original purpose of schools was so children could learn the Word of God, so they would not be deluded by Satan and they would come to faith in Christ. Not only that, our Constitution would be different. The Constitution doesn't ever contain the name of Christ. It was left out, I believe, so that America could, if you wanted to be an atheist, if you wanted to be a skeptic, you would not be persecuted for it. But I come down here at the end, I can barely read it. "In convention, by the unanimous consent of the states, present the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord." Beg your pardon? All right. "The year of our Lord, 1787. Whoops. That's because about 95% of the men who signed their names for the Constitution were believers in Jesus Christ. And they wanted to have a country where people could freely worship as they chose. Patrick Henry, though, said, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." If Christ had not come, I wonder if there would have been an America or anything like we have. If Christ had not come, you're going to have to rework the map, your atlas. You can't have a St. Paul, Minnesota. And you certainly can't have a Corpus Christi, Body of Christ, Texas, and 1,000 other places. If Christ had not come, this world that we live in would be a much darker place than it already is. Can you imagine what it'd be like without Him? Jesus says, "I am come a light." And then when He left, He says, "I want you to be the light." Jesus said, "Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you." He said, "Love your enemies." Jesus said, "Go the second mile." He taught us the parable of the Good Samaritan, to show mercy to people that didn't deserve it, and love and kindness, and to help the poor and the suffering. But if Jesus had not come, all that light is gone. If He had not been born, there would have been no missionaries sent out. It was the preaching of Jesus Christ that led to the end of the sacrificing of children to pagan gods and goddesses. It was the teachings of Jesus Christ as the gospel was spread to the world that led to the end of the abandonment of children who were disabled, and taking the elderly out and just letting them die. Wherever the gospel of Christ went, slavery came to an end. It was the gospel of Christ that led to the end of gladiators and cruel entertainment. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ, when taken to the ends of the world, that led to the end of people eating one another, cannibalism. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ as it was spread to the ends of the earth that led to women being treated as mere property and being sold like camels. Many of the great scientific discoveries were by Bible-believing Christians who attributed their discoveries to Christ giving them the wisdom. Antiseptic surgery by the Christian Joseph Lister. Bacteriology, Louis Pasteur. Chemistry, Robert Boyle. Computer science, Charles Babbage made the first calculator. Electromagnetics, Michael Faraday. Well, he's an important person. You like electromagnetics, don't you? Don't you like being able to turn on the lights, have heat, electricity? Genetics, Gregor Mendel. Gravity, Isaac Newton. Medicine, William Harvey. William Harvey. He's the guy that discovered that the heart is like a pump, and it pumps blood to the rest of your body. He came to the conclusion the life of the flesh is in the blood. He said it was just like Moses said way back in his writings. Lord Kelvin, thermodynamics. Many of the great inventions, the barometer, Pascal. Chloroform, Simpson. The generator, Faraday. The telegraph, well, Mr. Morse, right? His Morse code. This is what Mr. Morse said. Education without religion is in danger of substituting wild theories for the simple common sense rules of Christianity. He says if you leave God out, then education just becomes wild theories rather than just the simple rules set down by Christ. How different our world would be if Jesus had never been born. How much great music would never not be here. How many great paintings would never have been painted. No Last Supper. No Handel's Messiah and Hallelujah Chorus. That's all gone. Mr. Bach signed all his music Soli Deo Gloria. Solely to the glory of God. If Christ had not been born, if he had not come, what would the care of the needy be like? Because it was the Christians who started the hospitals. That's why you see so many hospitals over the world named after various denominations, various people in the Bible. It was the Christians who started the orphanages. Go to India. Did Hinduism give to the world, to India, hospitals and orphanages? Not at all. Or Buddhism? It was the Christians who started the homes for the lepers and the disabled. Without Jesus, there would have been no Salvation Army. If he had not been born, there'd have been no Red Cross. Here's a brochure from the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, helping the homeless in Milwaukee. Well, that'd be gone. If Christ had not been born, that'd be gone. And here I have one from Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. Well, that'd be gone. You see, if Christ had not been born, how much darker this world would be. Of course, all the Christian ministries would be gone, wouldn't they? Every church, every chapel. All the Christian books and literature, all the Christian radio broadcasts, and every hymn in your hymnal, they're all gone. And when it comes time for a funeral, you couldn't call a gospel preacher. There wouldn't be any. No hope. When it came time to get married, forget the Christian wedding, it had never existed. To put it bluntly, what light we have in this world is because of Christ. And when you leave Jesus Christ out of your life will get darker and darker and darker and darker. And the more the world kicks Jesus Christ out of government and education and living, the darker the world is going to get. Go with me, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2. Second chapter of Ephesians. We must close. Ephesians 2, verse 12. Ephesians 2, 12. That at that time ye were without Christ. Can you imagine being without Christ? Let's just be without Christ, says the world. Okay? Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. You see, if Jesus Christ had not come, your Bible would end in Malachi. Malachi. The whole New Testament would be gone, and the last word of Malachi is curse. And that's where we'd be. We would be under the curse of the law, having no hope and without God in the world. If Christ had not come, you'd have no Savior. There would be no perfect man to shed his perfect blood for your sins. There would be no cross. There would be no resurrection. There would be no mediator between God and men, because the Bible says there's just one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If Christ had not come, the devil would have been victorious, because Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3, verse 8. If Christ had not come, then millions of people who have been delivered from drugs and alcohol and all kinds of slavery and sins would have never been delivered through His precious name. If Christ had not come, none of us could have ever experienced the new birth. Regeneration, we would not be able to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. Well, that's enough of that, isn't it? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. The world will never be the same because Christ has come. But I'll never be the same because Christ has come. And He came into my life and saved me. It was because of Jesus that I was saved and went to a church, Baptist church there in Iowa, and my wife now had been saved some years earlier, and she went to the same church, and it's because of Christ that we're even married. That we have a Christian home, that we have the children that we do. Without Jesus, we'd have never known each other. Without Jesus Christ, this congregation would never have existed. You and I would have never met. I don't know where I'd be today without Jesus, but I wouldn't be here. And neither would you be here without Jesus. Who knows where any of us would be if Christ had never been born, or lived, or died, or rose again. Christ Jesus came, the Bible says, into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, 1 Timothy 1:15. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said in John 10, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What about you? Have you received Christ? He came for you. Have you received Him personally as your Savior, your Lord, and been changed by Him? Would you stand with me? Let's sing that song, Joy to the World. It's found on page 117. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And we encourage you to receive Him as your King today. You can do that where you're standing.